are listening to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.
Hey bears! Welcome to Bear Podcast, Episode 3. This is the Nardster. I'm back from Maine. Gosh, I haven't talked to you guys for a week now. Wow. There was just no time for me to prepare my podcast, you know. Sorry, guys. But I'm back now, and I have some material for you. In this episode, I'll be talking about Bear Watch, the bear run by Houston Air Bears that was held last May in Galveston. For Woof What a Bear, I'll be featuring a guy from Toronto, Canada. And at the end of the show, I'm going to read some emails from people who have been listening to Bear Podcast. Thanks, guys. Okay, guys. Here's episode 3 of Bear Podcast. Last May 20th, Houston Air Bears held Bear Watch 6. I made my trip to Galveston that afternoon. It was a pleasant drive. The Sandpiper Motel was the host hotel for this bear run, and there were more than 200 people who registered. They had to get the Days Inn Hotel across the street, which later on became Comfort Inn. We were just wondering, why the heck did they not tell us of this drastic change? I mean, people will be arriving soon only to find out that the overflow hotel is not there anymore. But it's a good thing that thing got cleared, so it was okay. Bear Factor was the theme of the weekend. It's like Fear Factor, but with some gay erotica and twists to it. Friday night, there was a strip for tips contest. There were 5 contestants. Then the organizers managed to persuade the Bear Watch chairman, Jeff, to strip for tips. Nice polka dot boxers, Jeff. Well, he could have won that contest too with the money he got. I took lots of pics, so go check out HoustonAirBears.com and go to the gallery section, you'll see the pics. And then that evening, people were swimming already. It was Friday night, and people were swimming already. And unfortunately, there were people who were taking pics at the pool area. Well, Houston Air Bears, HAB, has a rule against taking pics at the pool area because people get offended. They don't want their peepees and websites. Well, I can understand that, except maybe if you're an exhibitionist, that's okay too. Just depends on the person. Saturday morning, we had breakfast. Most of the people went to Golden Corral, others went to Denny's and IHOP. I shocked my friends that morning because I ran around with my Darth Maul lightsaber. You know, Star Wars Episode 3 just came out that weekend, that May 19th, you know. And then May 20th was the start of the bear run. At around noontime, we all went to the beach. I took some videos and pics of the second Bear Factor event. There was this basin full of it was full of uncooked oatmeal. Ugh. And they had to dive in with it with their faces to pick up stuff with their mouths. Ew. They had to pick up carrots, boiled eggs, jalapenos, etc. The smaller the item, the more points they got. The second part of this event was picking up marbles and balls from a basin filled with mud and very cold water straight from the cooler. It was gross! They had to stuff the marbles and the balls in the jockstrap provided for them. What's even grosser was that they had to share jockstraps. Ew! But it was fun. It was okay. It was, I mean, it was fun really to watch the Bears go at it, you know. So we had dinner back at the hotel that evening. So we had the country style barbecue. Yum yum. Mm-mm. And well, thanks to our friend Lloyd who arranged the catering. The last part of Bear Factor that night was lube wrestling. Woohoo! The contestants were made to lube themselves up in a kiddie pool with, I don't know, ID lube or some other lube that I don't remember. I don't know. I was saying one of the contestants even did a sumo wrestling stomp before he wrestled. We thought it was funny. It was cute. They were all doing it on tarps with a circle in the middle of it. You know, whoever falls or goes out of the circle loses. You know, just like wrestling matches in that we usually see on TV. So, so on they went wrestling each other. It was hot. It was like a Vanguard video, like one of those warehouse parties. Imagine hot lubed up bears wearing only jock straps while wrestling each other. Major woof. Well, I took some pictures and you can see them in the HAB gallery. Just look at it. After the lube wrestling, we had our clothing optional pool party. Jello shots with gummy bears in them, lots of booze. It was fun. The Austin Bears had cocktails for everyone that night. They had this pirate theme, you know, a pirate theme with their table and their cocktails. Now, how often do you get your cocktail served by a big husky bear wearing nothing but an eye patch? Now that's service. It gave a whole new meaning to cocktails. I met a couple of new people there who I see in LiveJournal often, like Admin Bear and Wander Bear. We got to chat briefly. And then later that night, something bizarre happened. The party in the pool area shifted to the rooftop area of the hotel. I wonder why. All I can say is that people had fun up there, okay? Well, the next day, Sunday, well, I had to leave early because I had a softball game to go to, so I missed the rest of the events. And but I heard that Casey won the Bear Factor contest. Congratulations, Casey. All in all, the weekend was great. Most people enjoyed it. A bear couple I know from New Orleans said they enjoyed it immensely, so that's good. Well, I guess Houston Air Bears are now planning for next year's event. I'm looking forward for the next Bear Run.
Woof, what a bear.
In this episode, I am going to feature a guy from Toronto, Canada. His name is Jeff, and he is JBearX in Bear 411. Okay, let me read his profile here. 30, and partnered to Ollie Bear, open and playful with the right man at the right time, generally interested in older men and other bearish types. However, let's not limit this to just sexual discussion. Always looking for good friends and good conversation. I love relating with people. Say hey anytime, and I won't bite. Updated last April 11th. So here in this picture, he's wearing a blue cap with a B on it. He's wearing a goatee, and he's very husky, and wearing a cut off blue plaid shirt. Check it out. He's got other pictures too, and let me see. Oh, he's got a Wolverine tattoo on his right shoulder. Wow. He's into comic books. Okay, let's check out his webpage. If you go to bear411.com/jbearx, you'll see his profile, and there's a link to his homepage. So, now looking at his webpage here. Okay, he says here, okay, some may think I'm cynical, others jaded, or even negative. I'm looking at the rants page here, okay, or his rants page. It's pretty much like his journal, and he's not using Live Journal or anything. He's just updating a web page in GeoCities. I prefer observant and maybe a bit of a smart ass. That's what he wants to be called. This section will be updated when something happens and I have an opinion about it. Trust me, there is no shortage of times. If you feel the need to agree or for some odd reason disagree, email me. Always love discussion. Let's see. Yeah, his last update here is June 19th, 2005. With subject, leave the kids at home. He's got a lot of rants here. Pretty interesting. I think he started off with the Super Bowl Sunday versus Janet Jackson's breasts. You should see the website. Let me see his other interests. Comics. Da-da-da. He loves the X-Men. Look at that. Well, I collect X-Men too when I was a kid. And maybe I could chat with this guy. Anyway, check him out. JBearX in Bear411. I was just checking my email when I got back, and I got an email from Lloyd, and he said that I've enjoyed your first two podcasts and I look forward to future episodes. Can you give me the link to the Wolf What a Bear blog you featured in episode 2? I'd appreciate it. Thanks, Lloyd. Alright, Lloyd. You can go to livejournal.com/users/bearseattle to see Bear Seattle's profile. Okay. Next. Dun, 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 dun. Ha. It's an email from Bubba Bear. Okay. Here's the guy whose picture was taken in Bear Seattle's picture. Blog. He's there. He was the one riding Bronco style in episode 2. Wolf for the Bear. Anyway, he says, a friend of mine just clued me into your little online broadcast. I don't think I have ever laughed so fucking hard in my life. I'm the guy in the picture. Big Bubba Bear. My roommate just listened to it and is laughing his ass off too. Well, Big Bubba Bear and your roommate, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. So, yeah, just just bookmark bearpodcast.com so you just keep on listening to it. Anyway, there's another email. Let me see. Size does matter. Oh goodness, one of those spam. Do you guys get this spam email too? Oh god, this sucks. It's really a waste of time, so I just delete these things. Ah, size does matter. Maybe for some people. Well, I have one thing to say to you, Mr. Spammer. It's not the length, it's not the size, but it's how many times you make it rise. Well, bears, that concludes episode 3. Earlier in the show, I was talking about taking pictures in clothing optional pool parties. What do you guys think? Some say it's offensive, some say, hey, you took off your clothes, so you're free for all, so you're bound to have your pictures taken. What do you guys think? Send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com and tell me what you think. I'll read your emails in the next episode. Hope you guys had fun listening to the show. So take care, guys. Many woofs and many hugs.
You have just listened to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.